Push the button, connect the goddamn dots.
Welcome to episode 71 of the Thrash Report. For December 14th, 2021, this is your weekly music commentary podcast where we discuss all things metal and heavy music. My name is Chris, and joining me, my co-host, Jim Osborne. Hey, Jim, what's going on, man?
Oh, Canada. Why did I say that? We have a special guest with us, a returning guest. He was with us on our 50th special, our 50th episode. It's Mr. David Edmonds from Canada. How you doing, David?
I'm doing great, fellas. How are we tonight?
Doing well.
Doing well.
Thanks for joining us, man.
Oh, thanks for having me, man.
For sure. We love interacting with other metalheads.
Name of the game.
We're going to have a really fun episode this week because we did kind of a casting call for people. Like, let me hear your top five albums of 2021. And Jim and I are going to share ours. Dave, you have yours. And I know that there's been a couple of people, online sharing their lists as well. And the cool thing too is none of us know each other's lists, so this will be a surprise for all of us as we go through the list. So, Jim, who wants to go first, man?
Let's see. How about our guest, Dave? Let's do our top five. So, but you're in order. Number five being your fifth favorite. Number one being, of course.
So, number five. I'm gonna say it was Bovodinia, Praenentius Infinity. I can't translate that for you. But
are you talking real words? What the hell is that?
Yeah, there's some medical terms and some jargon in there. I don't know what it is, but
Vulvodynia.
But I tell you what it was, man. It was a slam record that slammed. It was phenomenal.
Well, cool. This will be great too, because then like these albums that I don't know, I can now add them and I will listen to them. This is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a prog rock thing. Like it tells a whole story about space monsters and all the things a growing boy wants to hear about when he turns a record on, you know?
That's awesome. Nice. Very cool.
Yeah. And so number four is Every Time I Die, Radical.
Every Time I Die.
Oh, yeah.
Because Every Time I Die is just awesome. And they just somehow, for how long they've been around, still get a little better with every...
Losing some audio on you there, Dave.
Uh-oh. Dave's frozen up. Oh, there he's back.
Yep. Technical difficulties. Are we back?
Okay. Back. Yep, I hear you.
All right. So next one. Number three, Cannibal Corpse, Violence Unimagined, who's not going to have that in their top records this year? That thing came out super early this year. And like with Rutan doing guitars and stuff now, man, how great did that record get, right? And,
yeah, I've seen a lot of people posting that one.
Yeah, right. That's can't not be in your top, like whatever your top tier is, that one's there for sure.
I had that as my honorable mention. So didn't make my
good
list.
For you.
All right, let's switch over and I'll give some of mine. So
yeah,
save your top two. So my number five, I'm going with our friends Agony Reigns.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's
dude, I was just listening to that today, man.
Hell yeah. So yes, we had them on a month or two. And yeah, I mean, I've been listening to that a lot, you know, and I'm not listening to liquid metal or something and I'm throwing something on, it's usually Agony Reigns.
Yeah, that was a fun one then.
Yeah, let's see. My number four, I'm going to go with Evil.
Ooh.
Hell Unleashed.
Nice. Again, that was in my, it just didn't make the cut, right? It was on the list, but just didn't make it to the top five.
Yep, I enjoy the album. I think it's really good. It's, you know, just like everything else they've done. And they kind of got bumped into the top five just because of their name, because they're Evil. I love them. Yeah, I mean, I've been listening to all their albums since they came out, and that's why I'm putting them on. But it does rule. It's an awesome album.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go with you, Chris. What's your number five?
All right. So number five, coming in at number five, I have the album. Oh, you know what? I don't even know what the title of the album is. Hold on.
Sing some elevator music there, dude.
Hang on, I'll cue up the band.
Yeah, I'm saying I am not ready.
As I'm searching up an album title myself.
oh, there it is. Okay. So my number five is Space Chaser, Give Us Life.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice. That was a good one.
Yeah. Yep. I was really pleasantly surprised when that, again, they were new to me. I didn't really know them, but I like how it's thrashy, but yet the vocals really are kind of reminiscent of like a Bruce Dickinson kind of, you know, every now and then it kind of blends those kind of stylings. Anyway, yeah, Space Chaser, Give Us Life is my number five. Number four is one that, man, when that came out, I just couldn't get enough of it, which is a little different for me because I typically don't lean to that style, but I don't know, hanging around a bunch of metalheads, it's just starting to rub off on me. Was the new Carcass Torn Arteries.
Carcass, yeah.
I think that was a great album. I loved it. So number four is Carcass Torn Arteries.
All right, how about your three?
All right, Dave, want to go to number three?
No, we're just kind of screwing around here. Jumping around. What do you got for your top two, Dave?
My top two, number two is Slaughter to Prevail, Coastal.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, everything's Russian machine never breaks. Russian's best, man.
They're so crazy, dude.
Oh man, it's that record was so intense, and it was like it felt like a big throwback to like the first Slipknot record. I kept thinking of that same vibe every time I listened to it.
Yeah,
and it was just it was crazy good.
That didn't make my list because I haven't listened to it. I've heard a couple of the songs that they've. I've heard some of the songs they or all the songs they play on Liquid Metal. I've heard a bunch of times, and I like them. I just for whatever reason haven't. Listen to the entire album yet, so glad that's on your list. It'll be a good reminder.
It's a good record front to back, man. You'll enjoy it.
I definitely like their style. It's beefy.
That's a good way to describe it.
They're made in Russia.
Yeah. All right, I'll jump to my number three. I'm gonna jump over to Spain and go with Angelus Apatrida.
Oh, dude, totally forgot about that one.
They've on my list or in my mind all year, and then they like slipped my mind last week, and I was thinking this stuff, and then I was looking through my stuff and saw it, like, of course. So, yes, self-titled Angelus Apatrida, and I don't know, it's kind of I think it's thrashiest on my list when you're thinking of, like, kind of an old-school throwback thrash, not like the...
Yeah, it's a straight-ahead old-school thrash banger, for sure.
So, and that's crazy. So what do you think? So Jim, are you, like, now more into kind of the death metal, grindcore? Like, are you kind of just kind of all over the place?
Still... thrash number one. I like the groove metal, probably number two. But I've been listening to more death metal just by talking in death metal with some of our friends from the Twin Cities death metal scene and checking out their stuff. But mostly thrash and groove still. But I mean, throwing in a lot of newer stuff as I'm discovering it.
Yeah. Well, so that's the thing. So like I had Carcass on mine. Would you describe, does Carcass fall into death metal? I don't know. It's subjective, right? I don't know.
They're like real old school, like they're OG death metal, 100%, right? But they're not like, they don't come off like some crazy slam band. I think they're a step or two behind that. But yeah, I'd say they're a death metal pave the way, but they tons of crossover appeal for those guys.
Yeah. No. Okay, cool. Yeah. I was going to say,
when I listened to them,
probably the first time that I've had like a death metal band in my top five.
Yeah. And when I listened to it the first time, and I was talking with some of our friends and who are into death metal, Natanic and Bobby Icon, and they had me check it out, and I listened to it, and I described it kind of as a gateway to death metal. It's not that like super deathy, got enough of other stuff that it kind of listen to it, get into it, and then kind of lead you into more heavy death stuff. So, but I did enjoy that album, and I've had a couple of their albums over the years. So yeah, I'd consider them death, and I wouldn't be surprised if other people consider them differently.
Genres are stupid. They just, that's a gatekeeper thing.
It's funny. It's funny to say that, Dave. So this woman that I'm dating right now, we were having that conversation, and I said something about metal. And then I said, and there's like 100 subgenres of metal. And I was like going through, I like listed them all in a text. I'm like, you know, there's like thrash, death, grind, technical death, and I was like, there's Viking, there's fantasy, there's wizard metal, there's like all this shit.
There's so funny. There's everything, right? Post grind, slam, crabcore, whatever, right?
I know. I like there was one I saw I said, you know, I'm going to be sending you like a lot of YouTube videos. Sometimes it's awesome. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's ridiculous. And I said, like this one. And I sent, what was the band? Anyway, they had like freaking heavy metal bagpipes and shit. And they were like in a castle. Like in a castle and stuff. I'm like, it's cool, but it's like, what?
Yeah, what the hell is that? Yeah.
Yeah, I see it kind of both ways. The genres are stupid because it's all under the umbrella of metal. But if you're also trying to describe something, you can say something like, you know, it's folk metal versus death. Like if you're, check this out, it's metal. And then like there's flutes and fiddles and shit. And you're like, no, it's not. Like, yeah, well, it's folk metal. So, but I think like once you put more than one word into the genre, then it's ridiculous.
Well, like for instance, when I was going through, going through listening to some of the releases for this year, one of them that did not make my list, Fear Factory, right? And you start listening to Fear Factory and I'm like, okay, is that industrial metal? But then like some of the tracks on the new one, there's like freaking strings and like orchestra shit too, right? And you're like, I don't know, where does that fall? I don't know.
Yeah, it's so hard to like classify bands, and like I can't, it hurts my mind to try and like make those classifications all the time. So like I'm too old now. I don't have time.
It's metal. That's right.
It's metal. It's good enough for me. It's music. Yep. Play it.
There you go.
Yep. Is it heavy?
Cool. Where are we at, Jim? You're keeping track, right?
Yeah. Let's go with your number three.
Oh, my number three, Dee Snider, Leave a Scar.
Of course, Dee.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a huge Dee Snider fan. Leave a Scar. And this was one thing that was kind of interesting is that when I did my replay of the year, like I think there was like four tracks from the new Dee Snider album that were the top listened of the entire year. So that had to fall into my top five for sure. So Dee Snider, Leave a Scar, that's my number three.
My number two, I'm going with Enforced, Killgrid.
Oh, nice.
So good.
Yeah. I mean, when their first track came out on Liquid Metal, I was hooked. I mean, it sounded amazing. And, you know, I think it was kind of the same time or not too long after Riley Gale died from Power Trip. And it was, you know, there's that saying, like, if one door closes, another one opens. And it seems like that was an end of an era for Power Trip because, you know, obviously Riley's gone and we haven't heard if they're going to replace him or do something different. And then all of a sudden this Enforced comes on my radar and it's very similar, I think. And it's just, you know, it's got that new feeling to it. It's like, it's heavy. It's fast. It's just got a dark feeling and it's amazing. I love it.
And you know what? It's got a cool throwback appeal to it. Like it's got very vintage tones and stuff to it, which is, I love that, especially in thrash. It's so, so good.
I've kind of forgotten about Enforced. I'm going to make sure I add that one. I remember we talked about them when they first dropped, but it kind of fell off my radar.
All right. So Chris, let's jump back to you for your number two. Number two.
This one, I don't know, I'm probably maybe get some flack for it, but to my opinion, it was a really good album in 2021. And that was Todd LaTorre's solo record, Rejoice in the Suffering. I just think he's an amazing musician. I think that album was just all around a great album. And also he did double duty on some tracks too, where he was doing vocals and like doing drums, which was crazy. I think we talked about that in the previous episode where one of the videos, it's kind of weird because you see him like singing. And then all of a sudden when they do the drum cam, it's like him doing drums too. It's like, what? I'm a fan. I'm really excited because they just announced this week that he's ready to do a number two. So I'm excited.
Yeah. I heard good things about that record, man.
Yep, see a lot of people talking about it. All right, number ones. Let's go with you, David. What's your album of the year?
Oh, drum roll time. All right, I don't have a drum. Damn.
Hold on. Maybe I have a drum. Hold on. I think we might have a drum. Hold on.
Look under S for snare.
My number one album this year was 12 Foot Ninja Vengeance.
Really?
Yeah. because I have a great sense of humor, and apparently so do they. And I don't know, man. As a fan of music and all music,
yeah,
that record did a little bit of everything, and I was so into that. And I wrote that. I didn't take that band seriously when they dropped years ago, and then this year I kind of just got way, way into them. And yeah, phenomenal record, front to back, man. There's flamenco, there's pop, there is everything on that thing.
That, you know, so that's one thing where, again, I don't know anything about them. Yeah, and I don't really know. I mean, I may have heard them, but just not knew it, or I didn't know it at the time. But that's interesting. I'm going to make sure I add them to the list for sure.
Yeah, and my first time I heard them, I think it was 12, or the One Hand Killing.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, and like they're not always the heaviest, but they're catchy as hell. I mean, every song I heard of them is catchy.
They're super catchy. And you know what, man? Their singer, that dude doesn't get enough credit, man. I mean, that dude is hitting some like Mike Patton ranges. Like he nails every note and sings every style you could imagine. And does it super well.
Yeah, very cool.
I think I read in a comment section somewhere, somebody referred to them as the Mr. Bungle of gents. And that like summed it up perfectly, I thought.
It sounds good. Yes. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm here for that.
Very cool. Yeah,
someone took some time to think of that one.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. All right, my number one band, album of the year. First off, would like to thank Jethro Tull for not putting out an album. And I'm going to go back to Europe and go with Necromanthian. Man, I had never heard of them until we featured them as one of our bands, or talked about them on an episode this summer or last spring or something. And oh man, just awesome. Every single song is just fast as shit.
That's awesome. What's the name of the album?
Visions of Transmagistos, I think.
Yeah, that one.
It's something like that. Something I couldn't pronounce. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see that one either. I had
the Visions of Transmagistos.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, I did have Necronomicon as one of the contenders, because that was a really good album in 2021. Yeah, there was a handful that we talked about a lot, but still didn't make the cut. Like we talked a lot about Gatekeeper. We talked about who else? At the Gates. We talked about At the Gates. In all honesty, again, I'm a huge power metal guy too. Halloween kind of let me down. That didn't make the cut. Obviously, Iron Maiden, one of my favorite bands of all time. I got to tell you, I think Senjutsu kind of let me down. So
yeah, I didn't see a lot of talk about that after it came out. There's a lot of hype before it came out. And, you know, we talked about the album cover, how cool that was. And it just looked awesome. But I didn't even make it through once. And it's just,
I don't know. Yeah, I think I listened to like the first three songs. And then I was kind of done with it. Yeah, it didn't blow me away. And it didn't seem like it was like really well produced.
Yeah, and maybe that's because they did go through it really fast, right? Really held a candle to Book of Souls. I think Book of Souls was phenomenal. So,
yeah, 100%.
But you're going to go see him next year.
I am. I got my ticket for October 5th, 2022.
Nice. I'm down in Chicago.
That's right. Dude, that's going to be, it's going to be awesome.
And Trivium's opening up for him, right?
Yeah. Oh, hey guys, by the way, I watched that Trivium live stream, and that the In Waves, dude, God, they're good. You know, it's just freaking amazing. It's like watching them. It's like watching a machine, you know, just so good.
Yeah. I didn't get super into those guys till I saw them live. And then I saw them live and I was blown away, man. They're so good.
Absolutely. Yes.
Even when they're not very good, they're still really good.
Right. Yeah. And I think, you know, In Waves is one of my favorites. So it was really fun to see that front to back. I mean, some of the tracks that you would never typically hear live, that you know, you're able to see them and see how they do it. And man, they were just dialed in. So anyway.
Yeah, I've been a fan of theirs since day one before Ember 2 Inferno came out. I just stumbled across them. I think I told the story here once before, but just hooked me from first song I heard. Brilliant band.
Yeah. And there's a couple that we haven't really talked about that more on a little bit more radio friendly, or kind of definitely got a lot of airplay, you know, bands like Spirit Box or Ginger. I mean, those bands came out in 2021. Again, great bands. They just didn't make my top five.
Yeah. So,
yeah, me neither. That Spirit Box one was tricky. I thought like it was a really good record, but it's very, for how hyped it was, I don't know. It didn't seem to live up to it for me.
Yeah. So my, are we my turn? Number one.
Yep. Last spot. I'm wondering if I know what it is.
My number one album of 2021 is Blood in the Water by Flotsam and Jetsam.
Oh, right.
And I just, in my opinion, they never disappoint. I mean, I listened to them years ago, and when this album came out, it was just, I couldn't put it down. I listened to it every day. That was when I was doing like, we were doing like a fitness challenge thing for work. So I was walking every day. Dude, I was listening to this every day when I went for my walk, and they did it for me. So Flotsam and Jetsam, number one album of 2021.
Yeah, awesome. I mean, that opening track, man, that's so hooky. It just pulls you right in, man.
That's pretty cool. We've got three lists of five, and not one band showed up on any other list.
Dude, isn't that crazy?
That's awesome. That's the best, though. That's the best, man.
That is awesome.
And you know who did not make it? Exodus.
Dude, so Exodus was number six on mine. Like, I mean, literally it kept on bouncing a little bit, and I'm like, I think like you and I talked last week, right? Like musically it's really good, but I just
you don't like the vocals. That's right.
Yeah, vocals are just a little bit, it's still like when I want to hear like a good thrashy, like that opening track, I mean, Persona Non Grata, it's like, like it's just Gary Holt's a machine. Dude, and I was watching him on social the other day, and he's like, he posted, this is the correct way to play Toxic Waltz. And he was like showing you how to do it. It was pretty hilarious.
All right, now I'm going to just put you both on the spot and see if you can think of a rookie of the year, someone who debuted this year, whether it's an EP or an album.
I think if we're going to do rookies, I think I would absolutely kind of back you up on Agony Reigns. That was that's a phenomenal record for a band that's just starting out.
Yeah, I would probably agree with that. I think if I'm going to pick a one that's like way brand new, I'm going to say Tornadic. Because that song, The Capturing Man, I was listening to that when I was trying to come up with this list of stuff, and I heard that track. I'm like, man, that's really good, especially for how young those guys are, man.
Yeah, I mean, some of the other ones that, you know, we talked about, and we had Mr. Bungle, you mentioned that, Dave. They actually, you know, they did have The Night They Came Home, which technically really it was a re-recording of the old stuff, right? That's my understanding.
Yeah.
But yeah, that one really didn't make the cut. I know people were super hyped about that one. And I'm a huge Hellstar fan. So I listened to Hellstar, I mean, way back in the 90s. And I was a huge Hellstar fan. Had no idea they had a new album drop this year called Clad in Black. I listened to that as I was prepping for this. And I'm excited to add that to my list. Pretty cool. Again, it's one of those where you have to like that super high, clean, like opera type voices, you know?
That like, power metal vocal, yeah, man. Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, it's super cool. So Hellstar was another one that kind of showed up on the list. And I noticed too that when I was looking at some of the other releases for this year, there was several that they had new releases. They had live releases. Or they're on compilations too. So, you know, you kind of wonder maybe next year we can pick out like what our favorite live one is too, or like our favorite one-off, maybe it's just a single or something like that.
Yep. My rookie of the year, it was a toss up between this band and Agony Reigns for the fifth and sixth spot. So whoever didn't get the fifth spot got my rookie of the year. And that is the band Killing Face the Madness.
I forgot that was even a thing this year. Yeah, that was a really good one. I don't remember that.
Yeah. I don't remember that. Did we talk about that on one of the episodes?
Yep. They were one of the first bands we did for Today in the Day.
Oh, yeah. No, I totally forgot that one.
Yeah. And then one I was going to put on my list that I hadn't listened to for a while, and I went back. I know a few months ago I saw that they announced that they were removed from streaming services. I'm not sure why, but I was bragging about it when it first came out, and that was beginning of the summer, I think. And that was the band Misfire from Chicago.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. So I can't find it anywhere. And I went to buy it and I couldn't find it anywhere. I messaged the band, never heard back. So I don't know what's going on, but that was going to be on my list, but I couldn't hear it again.
That's crazy.
So if anybody knows what happened to them, let us know, or if you can find their music, let us know. Cause it was awesome.
I'll go draw their picture on a milk carton immediately.
Nice.
Yeah. Any other new band that you'd think of, Dave?
Oh man, there was so much this year to just being on the spot like that. Not really. I mean, yeah, Tornadic was probably the one that really caught me. You guys already mentioned Agony Reigns too. And I think those were really, as far as stuff that's new and upcoming, that was probably it for me. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. And we are going to see some of the band members and their dads next week or this week up in San Francisco.
Yeah, dude, that's going to be crazy. We're going to meet up when we go to see Metallica 40th anniversary celebration. And actually, we'll probably let you guys know, we're going to do a bonus episode. So we're going to go ahead and do a bonus episode of the Draft Report on location in San Francisco.
Oh,
so that'll be fun.
Unless we get caught up doing a whole bunch of fun Metallica shit.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Then we'll do a recap.
So we got, so the email we had with all the events, and they had like a bunch of restaurants and bars and shit, there was a bunch that they were already full. Like when we got the email, they were like sold out. It's like, oh.
Yep. And I did see today, switching gears a little bit and going back to Enforced, that they are actually tomorrow releasing a single called Casket. It'll be available on limited edition 7-inch vinyl. And hopefully we can stream it. That was originally supposed to be on their album, but didn't make a cut. So they're releasing it as a single now. So keep an eye out for more new Enforced tomorrow. I got an email from YouTube also letting me know what I watched the most this year.
Yeah, what's that?
So let's see, my top five songs. Number five, Walk from Pantera. Number four, Ex Mortis. Number three, Black Sunshine, White Zombie. Number two, Seasons in the Abyss by Slayer. And number one was Only by Anthrax.
Nice.
Nice.
I don't remember watching a lot of those a lot, so maybe I didn't watch a lot of videos, but yeah, so I watched 83 minutes of Anthrax. 63 minutes of Metallica, 63 minutes of Ozzy.
Yeah, I didn't get my, I didn't get that. And I want to also just shout out to our listeners and the people that support us. We really do appreciate it. I just want to let everyone know too that, you know, we've released over 1,800 minutes of content across 36 episodes in 2021. And over those 36 episodes, we have listeners in over 16 countries, and our followers, our listenership in 2021 has gone up 207%. So thank you everyone for your
congratulations, boys.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we really appreciate everyone that that listens. Really, it's great. I mean, I never thought when I made that first phone call to Jim saying, "Hey, buddy, do you want to do a podcast?" that it would turn into something that we were going on episode number 70, you know?
Yep, and I still feel our mission statement is the same. It's just me and you bullshitting about metal, and people are listening and contributing, and it's awesome. I think that's what it's all about, just chatting metal.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I remember, like, there was a few that I was excited, but then really kind of let down. Like, I was like, I think more like just curious, I think, because like Accept had a new album and I was like, eh, you know. What else? There was like some other ones. I think Blaze Bailey had one. I'm trying to think. There was you know what almost made my list? Gojira was a good one.
Yeah, Gojira was a good one. Gojira is I think I knew early on that was going to be like everybody's record of the year. And I think I know a bunch of like major publications that was their record of the year, and it was for obvious reasons why. But yeah, I mean, super good record.
Was that, let me look, that was April of 2021 that came out. Yeah, sometimes it's really hard to figure out when they came out.
And yeah. looking at my most listens on Apple, outside of the songs that I play guitar to and listen to all the time, Necromantheon, Evile, and another band I want to mention from Wisconsin that we've talked about, Toxic Ruin, our friend Jose Barales from Agnoxia. I listened to a bunch of Agnoxia this year, so don't forget about that. And yes, Ex Mortis, Enforced, Exodus, Slayer, Extinction AD. They had a killer EP this year.
Oh, dude, I totally forgot about Extinction AD. Yeah.
Yeah. So I did a list and I posted it online a while back of my top EPs. And that was number three of all the EPs I listened to. That thing was so good. I mean, front to back, just goes in and out. And you want more when it's done.
Yeah, it's only like 10 minutes long.
Yeah,
and they're going on tour again. They left the Exorder tour. They had an issue with their drummer, or their fill-in drummer. Drum fills, is that what you call it?
And then fill on drums.
But they are hoping to keep their next tour with, who's it, Creeping Death? Who else?
Is it Cattle Decapitation?
Yes.
Maybe? Yes. Yep.
Next, yeah, and then Creeping Death too. I think there's another band, but I know they'll be coming through Minneapolis or St. Paul maybe on February 1st. So I will be there for sure.
Yeah, I'm going to put that on the big list of tours that don't come to Canada. If anybody in bands out there can hear me, come to Canada. Man. We want shows. There's lots of people up here. We'll buy tickets. Don't come in December though. It's fucking cold. Go somewhere better in December. But like when come May, come to Canada, man. We'll buy tickets.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I almost went to one year. I don't know what year it was. I mean, probably 4 or 5 years ago. What's it called? Like Heavy Montreal or something?
Yeah, yep.
And there was like all these just awesome bands that were playing. And I was like debating for like a week. Like, should I go? Should I get tickets? Should I go? Like, I chickened out. But yeah, it would have been great.
Do it up, man. If you ever get the chance, go. Montreal. I've not spent a ton of time in Montreal, but it's a cool town, man. It's got a real good party vibe there. You get a chance to go to a show there, I'd take it.
You know, got on their list. Like, they also promote like tons of other shows too. So I get the emails all the time. So yeah, one of these days, man.
Yeah, just don't go in December. It's cold.
Well, January and February, is it warm up by then or?
Oh no, man. It's nice from like April till maybe September, but even then that's dicey, man. So
yeah, you said earlier before we started this, you got what, a foot of snow today?
Yeah, I got a foot of snow. Yeah, it's for all of you south of the border, it would be a crisp -4 here today and a foot of snow. So yeah, good times. Yeah, this is why bands don't tour in Canada in December. Yeah.
Oh man.
That's the first time I've been referred to as south of the border.
Yeah. Yeah, it's what is it they say in Game of Thrones? We're the real north. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think I was working last week and it was 9 degrees, and that was kind of our first cold day. And then tomorrow it's supposed to be 64.
Yeah, enjoy it, man. It's definitely not that here. I'm in school right now, and the school I was at, there was a kid. We had freezing rain the other day. Literally, a kid on skates skating around the parking lot of the school. It's that. So that's my life in a nutshell. Yeah.
Nothing gets more Canadian than that. That's awesome.
Yeah, right? Yeah. That's as Canadian as it gets. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, not quite. I did hear a story this week. My wife told me about a story that she heard from back in World War II, when the Canadians didn't see a whole lot of action, but there was one time where I think they were guarding a German prisoners or something, and then the German prisoners were trying to bust out, so they got all together and they started attacking, and the Canadians fought them off with hockey sticks.
Now that's
Canadian. I don't know that to be true, but I would believe it. Yeah.
That's Canadian.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't looked, I'm going to look it up too, because I mean, that sounds amazing. And I would totally believe that.
Just silly enough to be history for sure. Yeah.
There was
Huck a time, off.
Actually, I had to do some work. There's occasionally I'd go to Toronto, obviously, but then I would go to Montreal a couple times, but I went to, I want to say it was like Halifax or something. It was like, I continued to go east, like another time zone. Like it was like another past Eastern time zone. I had like a little bit of downtime before I had to like do this event. And I was like walking around the city, and I went into this like Merchant Marine, like museum or something. And I walk in there and they had this big exhibit with like the Titanic. And I was like, what? And I walk up, had no idea. Like I learned so much, how much the Canadian Coast Guard and military and shit were instrumental in the rescue efforts for the Titanic. It makes sense, but I had no idea. They don't teach you that in the textbooks.
No, that's right, man. They don't tell you that kind of stuff, but whatever. Yeah. It is what it is, man.
Yeah. One thing I was going to share with you guys, this is kind of funny. So today, I don't know if you guys saw today that Gibson announced the new Dave Mustaine signature Flying V EXP guitar. Looks really sexy. It's like mahogany and shit, right? But I thought what was so great was how Gibson basically ran through Mustaine's bio. Mustaine has sold 38 million records worldwide. He's earned 6 platinum albums. He's a Grammy Award winner, a cancer survivor, and a certified first degree black belt in Yukidokian karate. And Sagahagam Taekwondo, I don't know, whatever, an honorary fourth degree black belt and goodwill ambassador in the World Taekwondo Federation, and is currently on his way to the first degree black belt in Gracie Barra Jiu-Jitsu. Just one. I don't know.
Yeah, the back end of that resume sounds like he's getting ready for a run in the UFC.
I know. It's like, what?
They want you to know. No mention that Megadeth's putting out a new record next year. Why bother talking about that?
Right. But the one thing that was really great, though, is this new guitar. It has, so it's a Flying V. It's like mahogany. But it also, it has their Tunematic bridge with a stop bar tailpiece. It's got Dave Mustaine's signature Seymour Duncan Thrash Factor pickups. Dude, that just sounds awesome. I got to get pickups for my guitar that are called Thrash Factor. Pretty cool, man.
I think they just want you to know that
I can't afford. So,
like, yeah, all the black belt talk, they just want you to know that he kicks axe or something.
Ha!
I had to get a pun in at least once.
You have to, man. You have to. All right. Well, that's going to kind of wrap us up. Anything else we want to jam on before we kind of wrap up this best of 2021 episode of the Thrash Report?
Well, I'll say thank you to you guys for endless hours of entertainment this year. It is always a pleasure to get to listen. And I definitely thank you for the opportunity to come and hang out one more time.
Thank you so
maybe
much,
we
man.
Will get to do it again.
Awesome. We really for do sure, appreciate man. It. One of these days we'll be able to do a meetup and we'll meet in person, but we really appreciate your support. Thank you everyone for joining us. We really do appreciate it. You can always reach out to us. Email us at thethrashreport@gmail.com. You can reach all of our socials at thrashreport.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you, everyone.
Yep. And Dave, I want to thank you too. I know we always see you, the support in the show, and you're on the chat when we're going live and stuff. So thank you so much for listening and sharing and just being a cool metalhead.
We'll see you next time on the Thrash Report. See ya.